This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea has fired more missiles and warns of turning the Pacific into a firing range. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles off its east coast on Monday as the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un warned U.S. forces to halt military drills, saying the reclusive nuclear state could turn the Pacific into a quote-unquote firing range. The launches came just 2 days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast, prompting the United States to hold joint exercises with South Korea and separately with Japan on Sunday. North Korea's state media confirmed it fired two projectiles from a multiple rocket launcher aiming at targets hundreds of miles away. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Western allies to quicken their military support for Ukraine, warning at a major international security conference that delays would play into Russia's hand and the invasion, as the invasion approaches its first anniversary. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also says that he cannot say when the U.S. financial commitment to Ukraine will actually end.
We don't know. Again, we would like to see it end now. And certainly we want to see it on end on terms that are satisfactory to the Ukrainian people and to President Zelensky so that they remain a whole, free, sovereign, independent state.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging, again, Western allies to quicken their military support. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking the anniversary of the war in Poland. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. intelligence suggests China is considering providing arms and ammunition to Russia. He says such involvement into the Kremlin's war effort would be a serious problem. He says he shared his concern with China's most senior foreign policy official when they met Saturday in Munich during an international security conference. The Biden administration has now averted a potential diplomatic crisis over Israeli settlements at the U.S. United Nations. The issue had threatened to overshadow Western efforts for the U.N. to spotlight Russia's war with Ukraine during 1 year anniversary. Multiple diplomats familiar with the situation say the U.S. has successfully managed to forestall a contentious U.N. Security Council resolution pushed by the Palestinians and their supporters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a helicopter tour of one of the provinces worst affected by the February 6 earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. The secretary is making his first trip to NATO ally Turkey since he took office. Speaking to reporters, he says that there is more aid coming from the U.S.
We will be putting in another $100 million to assist those who are so desperately in need. We've drawn that from the Emergency Refugee and Migration Fund as well as from the Humanitarian Assistance Fund that State Department and USAID have.
The quake so far has resulted in the deaths of more than 44,000 people, with that number still expected to skyrocket. More than 130 armed groups are operating and wreaking havoc in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. They've attacked, terrorized, and ravished villages in North and South Kivu and Ituri provinces. They have killed and maimed scores of people and uprooted whole communities who've abandoned their homes in fear for their lives. Lisa Schlein reports on the UNHCR appeal for an intervention.
The UN Refugee Agency calls this one of Africa's most complex and long-standing humanitarian crises. As security worsens in the DRC, it says many more refugees will flee across borders into neighboring countries. This, says UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato, will add to the burden on impoverished host communities and their ability to care for the needs of both their people and their refugee populations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.